Fantastic. Leavers, ready to rock.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Matches.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was cool.
Designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Bedtime with Viva!
Oh my god! Started going after women! When I sit on the toilet and I'm giving a good show!
Yeah, definitely, it beats me!
Believers, welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver. You are tuning in to episode 49. It is a glorious number in the alphabet, and you can find it next to other famous numbers such as 50. And with us today, we have
Dave from California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Not too bad, not too bad. I hear a couple pots and pans being banged around.
Yeah, sorry about that. I went to go grab a beer, and I think there was a little noise that I got left behind over there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on indeed.
Yep.
So, but right before this show started, you tipped me on to a link.
Yeah.
And what was that link that you sent me, Dave?
Well, Ted, it was of probably one of the most clever beer ads I've ever seen, and it's for a beer called Carlton Draft. And the way it is, there's two masses of people running at each other. One of the masses is wearing red, the other mass is wearing yellow, and all the reds form an outline as viewed from above, like a god of a person, and the person has a bottle in his hand, and the bottle is actually all the yellow, the people wearing the yellow colored
that resemble beer.
Yeah, exactly, they resemble beer. And and then there's a little emblem that says Carlton Draft on it too, and it, you know, and the people in the yellow down the stomach of the red, it looks really cool. So
it does.
Can you provide that link, Ted?
Yeah, what is that link, Dave?
That link would be go to www.break.com/articles/carltondrought.html. So that's break.com/articles/carltondraught.html. Or you can just go to break.com, B-R-E-A-K.com.
Or you can also hit up timelybeaver.com. We'll post a link in our show notes.
Why don't we do that, Ted? That's probably the easiest.
Yeah, so. Considering everyone out there is probably like, a what to the what to the who, sitting out their browser right now.
Just go to timelybeaver.com. I think Ted's got a really good point.
So go find it there. It's really hilarious. It's so well put together, and it pokes fun at a lot of commercials. Just pure humor in itself. 30 seconds of your life. You couldn't find a better way to spend those 30 seconds.
Nope. Really, really clever. So I sent it to Ted earlier, and I think he liked it. So.
Oh, I definitely did. It was funny. Funny, funny, funny.
Good stuff, huh?
Yes.
Really good stuff, so.
And I have, speaking of the internet, have you ever seen Homestar Runner?
Oh, that's awesome. I love Homestar.
All right, I'm kind of pissed. They've been lagging recently on shows.
No, they haven't had any intros.
Well, they haven't done much for a while. I mean, it's like been a show every month almost. So.
My favorite one was December Ween. I don't know if you ever saw that cartoon. But,
I can't.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me a brief summary?
December Ween. You're 56 days after Halloween or something like that.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then, like, just the way they have, like, Who's the guy with the little red mask, Ted? I can't remember his name.
Oh, you mean Strong Bad?
Strong Bad, yeah. Strong Bad's in there, Strong Sad. What's the name of Homestar's girlfriend?
Oh, Pom Pom.
Marzipan.
Marzipan, not Pom Pom.
Yeah, Marzipan is the girl. But yeah, no, it's really clever, though. Like, they say... Because, you know, she's a real environmentalist, so... But you just got to see it, so... Yeah. It's on one of the old Homestar cartoons.
So go to HomestarRunner.com, check out the Strong Bad or SB emails.
Hilarious yeah, very
stuff.
Good stuff. Oh, think, no, it's great stuff.
Yeah, I've seen all of them, but they're great. Check it out.
No, it's really... I like the intro, because they always have, like, you know, tunes, games, characters, downloads, store email, and, like, on the... One of them is a card, like it's a game show. You know, contestant number one, you say your name is, you know, and then he goes, Tunes. I love that. I love how Homestar talks.
So. Yeah, it's okay. it's a great place, and they have a video game there that you can play. It replicates, like, the old King's Quest.
Oh, that's right.
Series. It's called Peasant's Quest. It's hilarious. If you there's a cheat for it online where to walk through, basically. So it only takes about 40 minutes of your time, but it's a fun game to play, and it takes you back to
really
the
cool.
80s, back when you had to type commands like take, rock.
Yes, that is really... I remember that. That's really cool. Now, some of that's so clever, though. Like, it's such a clever concept.
Clever. They're fun.
It's all Flash, right? I mean, the whole thing is done in Flash.
Yeah, the whole thing's done in Flash, and I love how they also like to pick fun at the old metal band Limousine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
cool.
Taking you back. Taking you back old school style.
Man.
And I have one phrase that me and Emily use on each other now and then. It's, and we learned it because they said it in a Strong Bad. It's, that's some no forgive action. Like, you
no
do something that's stupid or bad, and you're like, oh, that's some no forgive action right there.
Oh, so. You know, the other one, too, like, one of the Homestar cartoons is right. He can figure out what to get for, he had to get a gift for, I think it was Strong Bad. Yeah, he had to get Strong Bad a gift for Christmas, and he got him a copy of Deep Impact, which is that that old movie. And, like, he asked Marzipan what to get him, and then she gave him these ideas, like Chex Mix and something else, and he's like, that's a terrible idea. I just love how he talks, you know? So, really classic.
Oh, man. It is classic. It's a total riot. So.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Man, these show notes are going to be packed. I'm telling you.
They are.
And it's too bad, because, well... I hate writing these show notes, so that's the one thing about the show I will not miss, is writing the show notes. I hate those.
Well, the end is nigh, huh, Ted?
Yeah, the end is near, and we'll talk a little bit about that more after this break from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. We are proud to present to you...
We have Dylan in the Movies today, and they are from... Actually, they're from Somerville, Massachusetts, so... Right on. But they are found at DylanInTheMovies.com, D-Y-L-A-N, InTheMovies.com, and where they have seen first 10.
They have Give It Up, so check it out. This is off their album, Feel the Pull.
I can't stop, I can't give it up. Look at me, I'm all messed up.
Another wonderful guest, one of our final two guests here.
I know, huh, Ted?
Yeah, so we are pulling up, as many of you know, 50 shows. This being yep. number 49 is second to the last show of the Timely Beaver. And as we said previously, check back periodically. We'll throw some random shit up once in a while, but we aren't going to be doing this podcast anymore just because I want to play more music and make more movies.
Yeah, and I want to watch the movies that you make, Ted.
And I'll probably be posting the movies up on Timely Beaver as they come out. But I was speaking of movies, I was thinking about the final show, Dave.
Okay, well, what's your thought, Ted?
Okay, I was thinking, I was trying to deliver, think of ways. I did contact all the original people from the first 10 episodes of the Timely Beaver.
Okay.
Or as I like to deem it, the original Timely Beaver.
The original Timely Beaver.
And the reason I call it the original is that's what it originally was set out to be, but that just proved to be too much effort and too much coordination with everyone. So
changing. That's no problem.
Growing to love for the next 40 episodes. I gathered up the original Timely Beaver crew. They're all going to be here. And I was like, well, how am I going to record all this with Dave over the internet, everyone here? Interaction. So I gave it the idea that I would videotape it as well and then edit it and put up on the site at the same time that the final show airs a video representation or montage. And I was thinking I might tweak it out and make it kind of a e-channel, like a memoirs from the Timely Beaver or something like that. So
okay,
it'll be interesting. And just really go at it, post everything at the same time. And I just think it would be a blast. This way you can see physically what everyone looks like. We'll even have Dave filling in on assignment.
Yeah.
Well, you got to send me a picture.
Well, Ted, I could always just direct people to my website, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to put that into the show notes as well.
Yeah, so we will we'll include that. I mean, I think that's the best way. And then there's a bunch of photos in there. Maybe I'll get one to put up. Ted has one on his, when we do iChat, there's a photo of me that pops up. And then, like, I guess whenever you come up, then you have your little icon in the back with your photo on it, too. So
we'll have to do something. So it'll be nice. Everyone gets to see what everyone's look like. And you
the
get
faces
to know
behind the voices.
Yes,
the voices behind the faces.
You get to see Meg's luscious curves.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, I was off on the gender on that one.
But it'll be hilarious. It will be a good time had by all. So look forward to that coming up real soon. Well,
yes,
next
sir.
Week, actually. So
it's coming up, Ed.
It is. It's coming up quick.
Yep.
I can't believe it's 49. I mean, it's just, I remember saying this back on episode like 30. Like, I'm going to end on episode 50. And then it's like, bam. Oh, next thing you know, it's here. How time flies. And that was only 2 months ago.
It's perfect timing, though. Like, the holidays are upon us.
Oh, you couldn't ask for a better time to do this. And to free up time, you know, let me get back to my hobbies because I miss playing music.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be moving here soon, too. So.
Oh, really? Where are you guys moving to?
Well, this is in spring or something.
Oh,
just to a house. Move out of our apartment into a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Are you buying your own house, or is this even?
No, I'm not buying. We want to test out the neighborhood first.
Okay.
Since we're not terribly familiar, since we are transplants to Portland, only been here about 2 years, we don't quite know all the neighborhoods. So we thought we'd test something out for a while, see how it goes.
Yep. Portland residents via Seattle and the Bay Area, huh?
Yep. So definitely don't know it too well, but picking up all the street names and how to navigate around real quick.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, 2 years I should know by now, right?
I don't know.
Who knows? But on to this topic.
Yes.
I found this book the other day when I was at Barnes & Noble.
Yep.
And, well, this book was about body piercings. And they had body piercings and tattoos. And they had all these sweet tattoos, hot chicks, half naked, you know, sporting just crazy tattoos on their chests and down their legs and in between things. And, you know, it's just kind of like cool.
So, nice.
Yeah. So watching, or not watching, so looking at that, and then I get to the section of, I guess, penis piercings.
That's not good.
Well, it was interesting, but then there's this one guy who just had this mutilated dick. I mean, just absolutely mutilated. He had it split down the center, Dave. Like, you know, north to south, just straight down, so it forked.
No way.
And he had each of the heads of the dick pierced.
Dude.
He had his balls removed and, like, these half-pound, I don't know, weights put in. It was insane. It was that's, just, like...
That's crazy. That's... Self-mutilation is just... that's not really self-mutilation, but it's like...
Well, that is self-mutilation, man. You're removing your testicles, putting in weights, splitting your penis. That's self-mutilation.
Yeah, I guess it is. But all the same, it's disgusting.
All the same, yeah. You shouldn't be fucking with that area.
Yeah, don't be messing around with that down there. That's like... There's a reason they're called the family jewels, you know?
Yeah. And I saw that and I was like, damn, that's... That's way
Dude,
too
that's
much.
Crazy.
But it gave me some ideas for more tattoos. I was thinking about getting a new tattoo coming in the new year.
Now, what do you have? You have Factory Records. Is it Factory Records on your... What is it? Your
Yeah, inside
your
of my forearm, I have a Factory Records logo. It's in the same place where Kurt Cobain had his K Records logo.
Okay.
And then I have on my left... arm, I have my family crest, and on my right arm, I have a barbed wire thing that goes around my arm, holding the Nirvana in Utero angel.
Nice. Now, what is the family crest, Ted?
Now, what is it?
Yeah.
It's a kind of pinstripe, like a jailbird, with these little fork things, which represent horse farmers. There's a shield and some a helmet, which kind of represents the, I guess, warrior class. And there's red ribbon, which represents royalty. I have no idea what any of that really is in my family heritage, but that's our official crest, Scottish crest. That's my dad.
Oh, I didn't know you're Scottish. I thought you were British. I thought you were English descent.
No, I'm Scottish. Hey.
Are you full blood Scots, Ted?
No, I'm 50 Irish, 50 Scots.
Oh, wow.
I'm white as white can be.
So who be the Irish lad? Who be the Irish one?
Now, that mother, I don't... That I do not know.
I'm guessing your mom is probably... I bet your dad's Scottish and mom's Irish. That's my guess.
Oh, that would sound all right. That sounds good to me. I'm down
that
with
works,
that.
That works, huh? Yeah. That works. But you're a cracker.
I'm a cracker either way you look at it.
Yes.
But a real cracker to our society is a pit-stained gym.
Oh, man, this is the cracker of crackers.
Yeah, and pit-stained gym comes to us from the original Timely Beaver. Check it out. This is, I believe, somewhere in there. Anyways, here's pit-stained gym and all your pit-stained needs.
Really pisses me off, this darn dog, Jubub. He can't win a race. I don't know what's going on. He races against these other dogs. I think he's fast. I mean, you've seen him run, but
he's the fastest here, Pod.
He can't win a race. I don't know. He's gonna have to start winning, earning some money, earn his keep, or else I don't know what's gonna happen. We might have to send you back to the carnival.
No, not the carnival. Rock, scoop to poop.
Well. I don't know what you're going to think about doing, but better get those poop and scooper skills back into play.
No!
No, sorry. I think that... I don't know.
Where's all the ruckus around here? Come out here and eat some of my good old tater salad.
No, no tater salad. We need cooter salad. Oh, yeah, that good stuff.
Why don't you head down to the swap and round me up some of them cooters, y'all?
All right, we can do that. Son, we're going to the swamp, getting some cooter turtles.
Right on, Pa. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, y'all know how you love catching those cooter turtles.
Oh, they're so slimy and slip right through my little hands.
Got to make sure they don't snap at you, though.
Oh, I've been bending over, man. It's not a big deal. Hey, Best Buddy Jim, guess what? The grocery outlet has Copenhagen and Rainier on sale.
On sale? Oh, they never have it on sale.
I know. You better get down there fast.
Yeah, okay, hon. We're going to the grocery outlet. We're getting Rainier and Copenhagen. You need anything?
Why don't you pick me up a chicken?
Oh, a chicken. Yeah.
I need some chicken.
Okay, we ain't gonna go get cooter salad today. We'll get chicken. Yeah.
Chicken, yeah.
Two, the Mullet-mobile.
And there you have it, Dave. Another wonderful pit stain.
That guy is he's as white as snow, huh, Ted?
Oh, yeah, man. He's a total sweat smear on society.
Yeah. Yep.
But that was a fun kind of thing to come up with. Yeah, Pit Stain Jim. Yeah. I can't remember how that one originally came
about.
Yeah,
I forgot. But maybe you could ask some of the people. We can talk about that next in the 50th episode.
Talk about that in number episode 50, which we will be recording this weekend. So we're looking forward to this and having it up to you this right after. What's that for service in demand? Like, start of the week, man.
Seriously.
For you, episode 50, the final time they beat the big curtain draw.
And we're going to have a video on there too, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to have a video. I got to see how everything plays out, but
yeah.
I'm fairly sure all my contacts and stuff will come in with the supplies and I'll be able to borrow some things.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds good to me.
We'll have hand or stage grips. We'll have a producer. There is a budget for this. It is going to the big screen for a limited time engagement.
Yep. What the heck is a best boy anyway?
I don't know. But
I don't know what a grip is either. So.
Oh, you don't know what a stage grip is?
Nope.
He grips your balls when you're afraid. I don't know.
Oh, is he have anything to do with that tattoo guy?
Cable. Yeah. Speaking of the tattoo stuff, which you just kind of mentioned, I want to get another tattoo here come fall. And I was thinking of, I don't know if you can imagine, because I had something on my left forearm. I wanted something on my right forearm. And I was thinking of getting some flames about midway up, just all the way around, that kind of go up to the elbow.
That'd be cool.
And then I was thinking shortly thereafter, getting a dragon. And I have to still draw this stuff. You know, I'm one of those people who has to have the original tattoos that nobody else could possibly have, so he makes them up and draws them just to make sure they're authentic.
Yep.
So then I'm going to have a dragon that goes around over my shoulder, down my back, and in and out through the skin. So that's next one after that.
That would be cool. So you're really getting into the tattoo thing, huh, Ted?
Well, I like the tattoos. They feel good to get. I like the burning sensation. It just feels like a slow rug burn. It's kind of that good scratching feeling.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a bug, mosquito bite, and you scratch at it, and you start to get that warm feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's addictive.
Well, now, so this is the dragon one. It's going to run where on the... Tell me where that's going to be then. Like, where do you want to put it?
I was thinking of having that go up my... start down at the... kind of on the chest, the tail started on the chest and go up over the shoulder and down the back, and then in the back it thickens up to the base or the ass of the dragon, and then he's kind of like slithering through the skin.
That'd be kind of neat.
So that's gonna be my big one, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not one of those people.
You're not gonna be like Travis Barker from Blink-182.
No, I'm not gonna.
That guy
not gonna go out and sing
up like I've never seen.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. So that's three sessions, I'm assuming. One for the forearm, two for the dragon, and hopefully, probably in the next year.
That's cool.
So
how much are tattoos, anyways? I've never got one.
Never got one? I think minimum you got to pay $70 minimum for whatever you get, just for supplies and shit. I think my average cost for tattoos has been about $150 for each one.
That's cool.
It's not bad. I mean, different tattoo artists charge different rates. So you got to take it around to a few people, see what their previous work was like.
Right.
Everyone has a different style.
Exactly.
Charge different. And I noticed I got one. One of mine costs like $250, the other one costs $150, and they're both approximately the same size. But
yeah.
I can just tell the difference in it. Like, one is really fine. It's got a small needle line. It's just really crisp and clean. The other one's got a bit thicker. It's a little bit quicker. You know, you pay for your quality.
Oh, exactly. As with anything, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely do. So, let's see here. So you've never thought about getting a tattoo or anything, Dave?
I don't know. What would I get, Ted?
Get a big plane.
Or a surfboard.
Or
a cool fender.
You could get a surfboard done up your spine. On the shaft of your cock.
There you go.
Yeah, surf's up, baby.
Hey, that's close. That's good. That's a super good idea.
All right, yeah, Dave. If you get your dick tattooed, I will definitely post that on the Timely Beaver.
Okay, it's a deal.
All right.
It's a deal, but yeah, I don't know.
We'll start looking for your tattoo artist now.
I know. Got to find someone find a guy who's not ashamed to touch the goods.
Oh, yeah, that might be a little hard to find, but there are women who do it.
Oh, yeah, it won't be hard. Can you put this tattoo on my unit? Oh, sure.
Yeah. There was, if you haven't seen it, there's this website. It's basically really cool because they show off the kind of, I guess, alternative side of women. They call them pinups. It's suicidegirl.com.
I've seen that before. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They really make an art form out of it all. And
yeah.
You get to see a little titty in the sides.
Oh, well, that's the best part of it. It's the only good part of it.
Man, some of those girls, I'm like, I would love to sleep with a freak like you, bitch.
Oh, man, there's some nutcases on there, huh?
Oh, it's nice. No, you see that, and you're just, oh, man, just all so... I don't know. I think it's the old male in me starting to show itself a little bit more every day. Oh, I love to tap that ass. Oh.
We're starting to sound like Charlie.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Charlie was a guy that we used to work with who was the dirtiest old, like, 60, 70-year-old. Oh, man.
Yes. He was a dirty old man.
Oh, dirty old fuck. Dirty old fuck indeed.
Yeah, but that was funny. Some of the stuff he'd talk about was just like... Yeah, he told a story once. I can't even. I don't even want to try to, you know, repeat it because I won't do it justice. But Ted and I were just sitting there cracking up because this guy, he's still a dirty old man. Where are you now, Charlie?
I'm over here, you goddamn asshole! God.
Is that you, Charlie?
All right, everyone. Well, here once again for your musical entertainment. Is Dylan in the Movies with
Momentary Breakdown.
So check him out at dylaninthemovies.com.
She gets out of bed when the pain ends. 30 steps away. Set a tail.
What are you kids listening to over
there? I'm an angry old man who hasn't gotten any and watches porn and jacks off all the time. I keep jars in my vital fluid because I'm not sure when a babe might need it.
That guy cracked me up. What a dirty old man. And he loved it when, like, some of those female lifeguards, like, oh man, when we hired some new ones.
Man, I have to say though, those some of the chicks that worked at our old establishment we've talked about a few times, Kona Kai, some of those chicks were just gorgeous. Stephanie, oh man.
Yes, yep, I agree.
Oh shit, there was.
I agree.
There was a few others, and I can't think of them. Stephanie just stands out in my mind.
Stands out in my mind, too.
It was just like hubbada, 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 hubbada.
Oh yeah, I remember
Dave
her.
Dave got a little. Oh yeah.
Yes, I did.
Proud of it, man. Now that's something that you should have had a video up on the internet of.
You know what? I wish that they had internet back then, because I would have done
that. What are you talking about? I thought Al Gore invented the internet back then.
He did. He invented it back in the 1800s.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
But aside from her, but there was definitely some other goodies.
Yeah, so. that place sported the hot chicks. Swimsuits, watching them in the pool all day, California sunshine. Who could ask for more? That was
dude,
the life.
No kidding.
That was the life.
And Ted, I remember you and Tony on your cigarette break in the side of the building.
Smoking it up. Yep. Just being like, talking about chicks, Tony talking about some bitch that was riding his ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or vice versa. You know, the other girl, was her name Esther, Ted?
Esther, oh yes, Esther. Man, I totally forgot about Esther.
And then there, who else do we have there? Well, there was also Sarah Kay. Remember her? Yeah. Ready, set,
oh,
wet.
Oh, jeez, Dave. That's bad.
Bring back memories,
really
Ted.
Does. My goodness. Those were wonderful times. And,
no, they were good days. They were seriously good. I mean, like, you did the lifeguard bit. I did the manager bit. Those were good times. Mm,
so good. And it's been another good time here doing the Timely Beaver. And I can't wait for the 50th show. We will be bringing that to you next week. So stay tuned for that, along with the video in the feed, or you can find it on the website. And
yeah, and we will post my website too, and we will post that link of the beer ad that Ted and I were talking about earlier. So go check it out.
And you can find that at timelybeaver.com, and you can email us at a wonderful little email address.
It is great, Ted. It's timelybeaver@gmail.com.
And you can call us at 206-222-2328. If you want to spell, that's B-E-A-V.
That's right. B, E, A, give me a B, give me an E, give me an A, and
now,
a B.
Now, see, the reason they stopped doing Klondike and all that other stuff is not because phone numbers grew, but basically because people became illiterate. Let's face it. We click and
exactly.
Point. We don't read.
Couldn't do KL5.
We don't read anything.
You know, Klondike was clever, though.
Oh, yes.
Beep,
beep, beep, beep. And Shannon, if you're listening, Corpse Bride from Halloween, back in Corvallis with a tight little ass and a cute accent and a bumping body. Hey.
Please send us a picture. Because I want to see what Ted, who is licking or sucking on Ted's fingers.
She was really hot, cute, and she was really flirting with me, but I couldn't do it, man. She was probably 21, and, you know.
We are getting old.
Yeah, that's really sad. I'd be like, man, 21. I'm like, oh, damn, man. She's like a junior in college.
Yep. So. What are you going to do?
Ass. She was all over me for a while. I got to enjoy it. Got to make my girlfriend jealous.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Yep. Keep her on her toes. I'm just kidding. Emily's great.
All right.
Emily's good.
Well, thanks, everyone, again.
Thanks, Dylan in the movie.
.com, and thank you. And thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
So stay tuned for episode number 50, and it has been a pleasure serving you all for 6 months. And thank you, Dave, for joining me for the last several months and joining
us. Thank you, Ted, for having me.
Timely Beaver as well.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Ted. Been a great ride.
It definitely has. And remember, if you hate us, don't vote for us at Podcast Alley for the month of December.
But if you love us.
Yeah, we had zero votes. We're cool. We're rocking.
Yeah. So, someone out there loves us. I feel it in my bones.
All right. Well, thanks again, everyone. And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Take care, people.
The final one.
That's it, Ted.
Fucking crazy.
Yep. So, what are we going to do for the final goodbyes then?
I was just thinking, it would be the very last thing. It'd be like, I don't know, think of something. Just kind of like your final words of wisdom, I guess. It's just kind of like your own thing.
Yeah.
If you want to leave, thanks and goodness to people, that's the time to do it. The final dumping zone. I use dump like it's not a good thing, but it is a good thing.